previously on Corporate Homie.
How to finish the decade strong.
This is important. This is so important, right? It's a bar fight. Get in there and hit somebody.
If you haven't changed your toothbrush in 2019, change your toothbrush. On today's episode of Corporate Homie,
how to get yourself prepared to go on vacation.
Planning for vacation starts about a month out.
I'm a 2 a.m. doing laundry person. You have to tell people more than once that you're going to be gone. What's up, homies?
Hey, homies.
Welcome back to the Corporate Homie Podcast. Woo woo.
Welcome back.
So this episode was actually one we got from one of the homies that talked about how to get yourself prepared to go on vacation. And being that we're in early August, we thought this would be a fantastic time to address this topic because Labor Day is coming up and most of us have that three-day weekend, and then we go straight into the holiday season, you know, from there. So this is a good one, we thought, good time of year to talk about preparing yourself for vacation.
Yeah, I love this topic because I think a lot of times when we're getting ready to go on vacation, and I'll just speak for myself, it usually is a lot of like late nights in the office or last-minute running errands or last-minute
packing. I'm a 2 a.m. doing laundry person.
Yeah. And so then what happens is you get to the vacation and you're really too exhausted to begin vacationing because you need to decompress from the marathon you've been on. And it takes you 2 days to decompress and you're only on a four-day trip. And so you've sort of missed the vacation and all the benefits of a vacation, which is supposed to get you, you know, rested and all of that, because you started with so much compression.
And I mean, we all have been on vacation with the person that's like, I'm gonna go grab a haircut while I'm on vacation. I need to go get a white shirt for the wedding I'm going to.
I need to go get a quick mani-pedi.
I need to get, I don't appreciate that. That's me. I'm the mani-pedi person.
So you're not so ready. So you're still not, you're not in vacation mode.
So you're not in vacation mode because you're in errand running mode on vacation. So you don't want to be that. So I guess the first thing that I want to say is the key is to prepare for vacation.
Right.
So don't wait until the last minute. So you've got to get in your mind that these are things that we need to prepare. So
and that's all options. My tips are about that, how you get prepared. Yeah. That's exactly right.
So my first tip is run every errand that you can run about a week before you leave during that week. So when I'm my best self before I go on vacation, the weekend before I leave, I get like my nails done, my eyebrows threaded, you know, that kind of thing, because that stuff will keep until I'm leaving, you know, for vacation. So any errand that you can run like the weekend before you leave, run those errands.
So I love that, and I have that a similar tip, but before I get to that, my first tip was, you know what I'm gonna say, make a list.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And
yeah,
I would say about, because this was the question we had, was like sort of when do you start preparing? And part of the reason why we wanted to do this episode now is you need to be really making that list about a month out, because that's what's going to really keep the stress level down. And I say make a list of all the tasks you need to get done before vacation, and especially for your task at work, and a list of everything that you can get done, you'll have to get done right after you get back from vacation. So you can start.
So that's interesting. I like to break mine into two lists. The errands and clothes and whatnot that I need, or special sunscreen or whatever. And then my work list, that I do have to do about a month ahead, because you got deals in flow or filings. If you're, you know, everybody has deadlines at work. So I actually keep two lists.
Yes. Yeah. And I think sort of to your point, if you make a list about a month out, even on the personal side of sort of like what clothes you're going to need and things like that, you might even find, or what I find is that you can eliminate some of the errands that need to be run, because you'll have enough time to order some stuff online. So,
right.
And then to sort of piggyback, because I had that for you. I had limit weeknight activities the week before the trip, and I also agreed with you. I said begin packing the weekend before, start laying out by day. Like, I'm gonna be on 4 days, you know, like Nanny used to do. Lay your clothes out. You got kids, go ahead and lay their clothes out. Start thinking like, okay, this is the Monday travel outfit. This is the such and such. That's when you'll figure out if you need to order clothes, don't need to order clothes. But I also say, because you and I are completely guilty of this, if you don't want to be stressed, then that week of vacation or going up to vacation, leading up, no weeknight activities. Like, so that you have time to be at home preparing for vacation.
So you're taking all of my tips, but one of them was, which we totally got this from Nanny, our grandmother, may she rest in peace. If you ever come to anybody in the Liggins household's house before vacation, the extra bedroom is going to have outfits laid
that's
out.
That's right.
My grandmother used to lay them out. It's like, this is my Monday day, my Monday night. This is my jewelry. This is my shoes.
My pool outfit. Yeah. Right.
I put my bathing suit, my cover up by day. So, yeah, our guest bedrooms would definitely look like, if you know, it's like, oh, you're going to go on vacation?
Yeah. Right. Yeah, because it's all.
Because that's outfits. There's fits laid out.
That's right. You can start laying that out as early as you want. And it's like you said, if you do that, like you were saying, the weekend before, go ahead and do the laundry. Go ahead. When you start doing all that, it keeps you from being up at 2 a.m. because you're laying clothes out. You got to wash clothes or take something to the cleaners or whatever. My next tip is communicate with your colleagues or your team. So once you have the list and you know of everything you've got to get done, you need to start letting people know that you're going to be out of the office. Like, you know, oh yeah, I'm going to be out of the office. You know, I'm taking that weekend, a long weekend. And then most importantly, set expectations about how you're going to communicate when you're off. Are you going to be completely dark? Are you going to check email once or twice a day? Are you checking email, but you're not checking voicemail? Because that helps your team understand how much they need to sort of get from you before. And then more importantly, what they can expect of you, your colleagues and your teammates, of if something comes up, are you reachable or not reachable?
So I love this communication with the colleagues, and something that I've been doing for about 10 years. And every time I go somewhere new, I get a new team, everybody steals it from me. So I'm definitely going to share it with the homies. I send a Outlook meeting invitation about my vacation to all the key people I work with that work with me closely. So it'll literally say, Bimitra on vacation as an all-day event. And it's not just my direct reports. If I'm working closely on a deal with somebody, so that it pops up on their calendar. That's right, Bimitra is out. So not only do I tell people, but then I send them that meeting planner. So they have to accept it, right? Or not, but they can't. It'll still show up as a tentative. But it shows up at the top of their calendar. And I ask people who work with me to do the same thing, because nothing is more frustrating than staying to work on something or thinking you're going to talk to Bimitra about something on Tuesday, only to find out Demetrius out of the office Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and you didn't know. That literally makes you want to, like, jump out of your skin.
Yep, I agree. And I do the same thing, and I just try to make sure that I set it as free time for the person that's accepting it, so it doesn't show as they're busy. But that's a great tip. I have definitely implemented that one from you as well. The other tip I had is clean your office before you go on vacation and clean your house.
So that's funny. My tip says clean house, inbox, office.
Right. Because you're not going to be ready to go on vacation if you haven't completely gone through your snail mailbox, your email mailbox, looked at your calendar for a month out. Like I said, that's why you start planning right now for your Labor Day weekend trip. Sort of having a global idea. You've been through all of your documents. You've got everybody situated. And same thing at home. You can't really get ready to go on vacation and the house is a wreck because you can't find the passports, or you're buying goggles and y'all have goggles because the house is not clean and you don't know where the kids' goggles are.
And nothing is more frustrating than leaving your house in a hurricane mode and you come back to a house is not clean, the beds aren't made. That ruins your vacation when you get back, because now you're like, shoot, I got all this work I need to do. before I can get back into my routine. And we just talked about on one of the earlier podcast episodes on the importance of having a routine. So not only does having the clean house, office, you know, work before you leave, but it also helps for reentry. So
I love you don't that.
You don't want to have to come home and clean a kitchen up, or change linen, or put linen on a bed. You don't want to have to do that kind of stuff.
Right. You want to come back and it's almost like your house looks like it's on vacation. Like, it's so clean and nice. That's a great, great point.
You know, I know for a lot of people, I like to say pack at least one outfit in your carry-on. Right, because if something gets happening with your luggage being delayed, you don't want your trip to start on a bad note, and you're like, oh, I don't have anything to wear. I don't have a clean underwear. So if you can find a way to at least pack as you're preparing to put one of those outfits in your carry-on, even if something gets lost or whatever, you're not just out of the water. Yeah.
I like that. That's something that I always do, even when I'm traveling just regular on business trips. I don't necessarily have an outfit, but I make sure I always have. I actually keep a pair of clean underwear in a Ziploc bag.
I say in a Ziploc bag, right.
That has a dryer sheet in there,
right.
So that if something happens and I can't get to my checked luggage, then I'm able to do that. I guess this has turned out to be a pretty quick episode because we had a lot of the same tips. My last tip is use your out of office email and voicemail. No one at work can know you're on vacation. There's nothing worse, and this just happened to me this week. I called someone, I left them a voicemail in the morning. I didn't hear from them by lunchtime. I really needed an answer on something. I sent them an email and I said, please give me a call. And I didn't hear back from them. I finally, about 3-4 o'clock, reached out and I called their assistant directly because I had gotten their voicemail without their assistant answering. And then their assistant told me that they were on vacation. And I thought, well, that really wasted almost an entire business day because they didn't have anything that showed that they were on vacation. And so I was expecting sort of regular daily responsiveness. And I didn't get it. And so I think the out of office helps both internally for people to know and to help you for those people who maybe not, they didn't get the Outlook calendar appointment because they're not in a deal with you or they're not on your team, but they would know like, oh, if I was calling you for your, you know, tax expertise, I need to move on to the next tax lawyer. And then also externally helps when you're talking about your clients so they can sort of manage that they're not going to hear right back from you because you have a quick out of office on your out of office should actually tell people who to reach out to in the event that they need something quickly. And it doesn't have to be your assistant. That might be your associate or your junior banker or whoever, so that people know how to get help if they need an answer quickly.
Yeah, I think this is so, so very important because it's like you said, nothing's more frustrating than you think somebody's being unresponsive and you find out that they're like out of the country for 4 days and they didn't even, you know, put an out of office. My last tip, and it's going to sound Fisher Price, you have to tell people more than once that you're going to be gone, right? And so people just, they're in their own world, they don't listen. So like for me, I start like reiterating that about 2 weeks out. I said, hey, don't forget, I'm going to be gone for 3 days at the end of July. And then the next week, okay, when this said, oh, maybe we could do that next Wednesday. I was like, okay, remember, we got to do it on Wednesday because I'm out of office next Thursday and Friday. And then, you know, so that I've sent them the calendar appointments. I've told them. So, because I find that we all have a hard enough time keeping up with our own schedules, let alone someone else's.
We can't keep up with someone
else's. Almost, especially for like your boss and like your and any folks that you're working closely on cases or deals or what have you, because no one likes feeling like they've been surprised and there's something pressing happen. And then, I mean, I know this goes without saying, but sometimes we all do have to get on calls and stuff while we're on vacation. We try not to do that. But I find that over-communication can eliminate the need of you having to be in the DR on a conference call at 3 o'clock because nobody knew you was going to be gone.
I think that is a really great point, and that's something I actually even implemented for your wedding. So even when I'm in the huddle, and I've had a lot of travel this summer, so not just your wedding, but I've had just had a lot of travel this summer, and I've done that with my team. Like, I'll say, okay, well, what's the so-and-so deadline for that filing? Such and such. And then I would say, well, I would like to have the draft, because remember, I'm going to be out on Thursday and Friday. So I really want to give you my comments back by Tuesday so you can turn it back to me by Wednesday, because I'm going to be out of pocket Thursday and Friday. My sister's getting married or whatever. You don't have to give all that explanation. I'm out. Right. And so I'm going to be doing, basically, it's a reminder, like you said, I'm only going to be doing emergencies. I'm not going to be reading your document for something that you could have gotten to me. So I think that is a really fantastic, which again takes us back to the very beginning, my very first point about your point about planning, and planning for vacation starts about a month out. It's not the week before, and that's what gets you really ready to go.
And we just actually used this on my team just this past week to our advantage. Our normal credit officer is out of the office, so we had somebody else has his credit authority, and he had looked at a deal for us at the beginning of the week, and then my RM was saying, like, oh, I don't think I'm gonna be able to get that deal. The people accepted the term sheet. We need to move it to a full approval. Long story made short, he was like, that'll just wait. We'll just do that on Monday. And I was like, no, because then we're gonna have to start all over with a new credit officer. I was like, let's get that wrapped up while Mike still has Jeff's authority. Let's get that wrapped up. Because here's the thing, I don't think there's anything wrong with the deal. It just was gonna take more time to get somebody else.
Because they have institutional knowledge of the credit. And so you're like, let's just stick with the people who already know what's going on so we don't have to start over and retrade the deal.
Right, exactly. And I said, you know, I don't want you to have to dial back anything that we've already agreed upon. And long story made short, we got that whole thing wrapped up on Friday. And then I told him, I said, isn't that a nice way to end the week? And now it doesn't keep through the weekend. It's fully approved. You stick with the same person. So knowing people's schedules helps on both sides, not just when you're leaving, but, you know, also for in situations like that. But, you know, again, we always mean for these tips to be practical, right? Things that you can start implementing tomorrow. These tips are not just good for vacation. They're also good when you're at conferences, because when you're at conferences, right, you're basically also you're out. You're not up. You're not up on email. And so if you're not using your out of office when you're on conferences and things like that, you want to do that. So these tips are not just applicable for true vacation, but anytime you're going to be out of the office,
how you're going to be out of the office,
say 2 days,
and you have to travel
more than like two consecutive days, right? You know, and you're not going to be, you know, up and available. Yeah, so just wanted to we're calling it vacation, but it's really out of office.
Yeah, you're so right, because I can't tell you how many times, even before a conference, I've been up doing laundry or having to run to Walmart at 3 a.m. because I hadn't thought through.
I don't have any travel list
I just sat down to read the pamphlet where it said that there was an all white thing at the conference, and I don't have white, right? Because I didn't take the time a month out to plan, to look, to make the list. And so I think that is really a very, very good point. So as always, this was a really interesting topic. It was good, like I said, and especially because most of us are about to be out of the office for the Labor Day holiday. If you implement any of these and it makes your vacation easier, please feel free to share. Or if you implement them and it doesn't work, we'd like to hear back from you. This is a good one. I would love to see how it works out for the homies in practical terms. If you have a topic that you want us to cover, please feel free to send us an email at questions@corporatehomie.com. We are still taking speaking engagements. If you want us to come out to your organization, send us an email at info@corporatehomie.com.
And as always, you can find us on all of the social media platforms, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, always Corporate Homie, HOMIE is the handle. And please drop us a review. It is the currency of podcasts. So, you know, drop us a review and let us know how we're doing. And until next time,
hustle hard, homies. All of you, get you a twin. Get you another homie.